about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you know that there was actually a real-life kind of Breaking Bad story? Apparently there was a truck driver that needed to raise money for his son's bone marrow transplant. And the fundraising drive burnt, you know, the money that was raised, I guess, burned through. And so he actually had to end up becoming a meth trafficker. We'll talk about that. And also in quote-unquote Breaking Bad news, there's actually a person by the name of Walter White who just got sentenced to prison for meth trafficking. What is going on? Okay, Breaking Bad might have actually been reality TV for all we know. All right. I want to talk about the story that I didn't get to talk about, how 1% of women believe that they had a virgin birth. The hospital that had a McDonald's has to close it, okay, after much public criticism. All right, and a lot of stories we got to get to today. But I just want to go into this whole Breaking Bad thing because this is kind of interesting. Okay, first, okay, Walter White. There is a real Walter White. His name is Walter Jack White. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison this week on methamphetamine trafficking and firearm charges. This is being reported by the Billings Gazette. Okay? His son, however, was not named Walter Jr. His son was named Brandon, though. Okay, from what we understand, there was a shootout, and authorities found 32 pounds of meth in his home. He was a part of a group of dealers responsible for bringing meth into Billings, this is Montana, to distribute, I guess, in the Bakken oil fields. You know, I've been to Montana. It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh, absolutely beautiful. So whereas the Walter White on Breaking Bad was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this Walter Jack White was in Montana the whole time doing the same thing. That's kind of crazy, a little creepy, okay? But on a sad note, all right, Dickie Joe Jackson, 55 years old, was told back in 1989 that his son had a rare disease and was going to need a very, very expensive transplant, okay? From what we understand, I don't think the Breaking Bad producers knew that this was going on. He's a Florida truck driver. He's now 55 years old. Okay. And from what we understand, I guess he had been interviewed from his prison cell. He had been given 18 years into a life sentence with no parole. And he was convicted for selling crystal meth. And the reason why he was doing this was to help pay for his son's medical treatment that was supposed to be life-saving. All right. He's serving his second sentence for drug offenses. All right. His son has had Wiskott-Aldrich syndrome, multiple viral infections, dropped down his platelets, which stopped bleeding. Okay, your clotting factors. So the boy was bleeding, bruising easily, etc. The dad was told, Mr. Cole was told that, or the doctor, that he had, I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson was told that his son had less than 3 years to live unless he had a bone marrow transplant. The sister was a match. Okay, the 12-year-old sister April was a match, but the operation would cost $250,000. The family had lost their health insurance, so they started to raise money. They had a huge fundraising campaign. Celebrities, I guess Alabama was there. Ronald Reagan donated memorabilia, and they were able to raise a total of $100,000. And this was back in '89. Apparently, he struggled to find the rest of the money, was desperate, and so he accepted the offer from a local meth dealer that was going to give him payloads of, I guess, to drive the drug from California to Texas, and he was going to make $5,000 a pop. Okay, but a year into this, I guess by the time now it was 1995, he was arrested for selling half a pound of meth to an undercover officer. The judge found him guilty of conspiring to possess. This had been reported by Daily Mail with intent to distribute. He had also been convicted of possessing half a gram of meth, which he would use to stay awake on long drives. This he actually was convicted for around the time his son was diagnosed. All right, and then, of course, he served some time for transporting marijuana as well. So I guess this was kind of a real-life Walter White, who I guess had gone to drugs, etc., to pay for his son. I don't know whatever happened to his son. From what we understand, we don't know. All right, what happened to his son? Did his son live? Was he able to pay for the treatment? But, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know, we all know, okay, we'd never do anything illegal. I mean, it makes no sense to do anything illegal because, again, I mean, you want to be there for your family. You're being in jail, okay? I mean, does no good for the family, okay? You do better working. But, I mean, are there more and more cases like this? Is this really happening where people do not have means to pay for something that could be life-threatening, and so they end up turning to a life of crime to do that? I mean, you wonder, people that go into crime, they're not always bad people to start. It's not like they wake up one day going, oh, I'm bad, I just want to screw everybody. Okay, they're being told that they can make some fast cash, and they don't look at the act as being bad. Okay, you know, when you try to look at the mind of a criminal, you have some real psychos out there, mind you, okay? And then you have some people who are really, really sick, the ones who kill. But then you have other people that go, I don't get it. All I am doing is driving something. I'm going to be able to get cash. All I have to do is not get caught. All I'm doing is driving something. Yeah, the implications of where that's going to, and could it get into the kid's hands? Could it go into somebody's hands who later snorts it and then kills somebody? People don't think that way. They go, look, I need the $5,000, so I could take the $5,000, etc. Right? And then you have a lot of people, very good, honest people, who use these medications to get through work. We're going to be talking about a woman who apparently was blogging about how she, you know, stays up 30 hours at a time using caffeine products. Apparently she drops dead. We're going to talk about that. So you have people using these medications to stay awake to do their job. You know, people who do drugs, people who do crimes, they aren't always, quote-unquote, psychologically bad people. They're people that are, like, finding a means. And sometimes they're extremely intelligent, and they find that that's the path of least resistance, and it's worth the risk. It's interesting, the psychology. Not that I'm recommending anybody do it. Don't. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a sad case. Mina Duran, 24 years old, of Jakarta, Indonesia, died after tweeting the following: 30 hours of work and still going strong. Co-workers think that it was the energy drinks that she was drinking to, I guess, stay awake. Co-workers think she actually killed herself, not killing herself by suicide, but the long hours caused her to die. She worked as a copywriter for Ogilvy-owned Young and Rubicon, which I guess is an ad agency. They said she was a hardworking, dedicated copywriter, all right, and she would write on Tumblr about her quote-unquote exhausting workload. She says, "Tonight I carry the keys to the office for the eighth day running. I'm still here. I have no life. Please, or someone please take me out for drinks, kicks, and giggles." She would actually post a lot to Twitter about her long hours. She said, "Home before midnight after three long exhausting weeks, mission accomplished." She tweeted November 18th, a few days earlier. She's, you know, she, I guess people are kind of following her tweets before she died. right? And she was talking about how she slept. She slept through phone calls. She slept through alarms, etc. And, you know, I don't want to read all of these. It's kind of sad that she ended up dying. But, I mean, you know, coworkers say that it was the energy drinks. Now, we hear of people dying after playing video games for real long marathons. All right? And they're talking about this drink. It's called Krating Dang. I guess it's like a Thai Red Bull. All right. They believe that's what she was drinking. I guess they said she was drinking a glass of vodka Red Bull. Now, somebody like, oh, well, the vodka could have done it. I mean, how many of you have had vodka? I mean, and who would think that the vodka would, I mean, be the cause of death? I mean, you would think more the Red Bull would be if it put her into an abnormal heart rhythm. But, you know, we need to talk about exhaustion and being overworked. Is that enough to just stress the body to cause you to go into either an abnormal heart rhythm, pulmonary respiratory collapse, liver failure? I mean, when people drop dead, it's pretty sudden. And so we think that happens over, the most common cause, you know, of somebody like just dropping dead all of a sudden would be cardiorespiratory collapse, basically. The heart just stops, or you just stop breathing, or you get a stroke. Okay, so, I don't know if we know exactly what happened, but coworkers are blaming Thai Red Bull for this, whether she mixed it with alcohol or not. Now, the reason why this is so important to talk about is, you know, we were just talking about in the previous segment how many people are taking drugs to stay awake and to do their job. They're not doing it because they want to get a high. They're doing it because they feel they have certain demands on them. I have a patient that does meth, right? We're trying to get him to stop because he has to work two jobs. And he only has time for 2-3 hours of sleep. That's very, very dangerous. Okay? I mean, we're doing everything we can to get this guy to stop. Alright? He doesn't want to, of course. Okay? Probably he's not gonna come back. You know, I mean, again, I want people to talk to me and I want people to, you know, I want to be there to help. Okay? But I'm not going to enable them. You know? I mean, I can't. I mean, if I think he's gonna kill himself, I have to, you know, try to help him. And, it's scary stuff. So, you know, many people are going to the caffeinated, beverages, and we talked about the caffeine market. The caffeine market is going to explode within the next few years because people want to stay awake. We have a lot of insomniacs, people not getting good sleep. I blame the computers and the smartphones and all the tablets that people are walking around with. I mean, Candy Crush is a very fun game. It's a very addictive game. But it's very hyper-stimulatory on your retina. A lot of colors, a lot of splashes of the candy, a lot of movement. How the hell do you fall asleep after playing a game of Candy Crush, for crying out loud? All right? I mean, and so then people don't get a good night's sleep, and then the next day, they go to the caffeine. There's going to be caffeinated toothbrushes, caffeinated gum, caffeinated everything. And people are using that to work long hours. Now, I had to do the 36-hour shift back to back. They stopped those for medical students and for residents, good. All right, but I did it with maybe only drinking a cup of coffee. Luckily, I was able to do it. Yes, I was falling asleep on the ride home. Dangerous stuff. But imagine if there was caffeine products. Now, there was no-dos back then. I was just afraid to take it. I didn't want to get a stroke. I was scared to death that it would raise my heart rate or my blood pressure, etc. I mean, already your adrenaline is kicking when you're in the trauma unit or in the OR delivering a baby. I just didn't need to shake. And I noticed if I had some coffee, my hands would shake. I didn't want that. Okay? I need to function. I need to be able to hold a scalpel. I don't want to be caffeine driven. So a lot of professions out there are being run by caffeine. And that's scary stuff, okay, especially when you're thinking maybe our doctors or our pilots, etc., could be on such. And it's a shame to see young people die because they're trying to stay awake to work or play video games, etc., and they're on these energy drink marathons. And then, I mean, is it fair to blame companies like Red Bull or these companies? I mean, remember, we're allowed to have products out there. And some of these products may not be the healthiest, but, you know, I mean, the government is going to want to regulate these. And that's going to be the difference between a free country and not so free country. And do we need them regulated? I mean, do people understand that these drinks could, in the wrong setting, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, cause death? Has that even been proven? Is that really why she died? Or did she have an underlying heart problem? You know, one thing I'm noticing is we are blaming companies for their product, even if they pass all the safety tests, if it's used in somebody that it should have never been used in. So then we say, well, the companies need to have warnings on there. Okay, then we need warnings. Okay, well, I get that. Yeah, we need warnings. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. All right, but what if people have no idea they have prolonged QT syndrome or they have Wolf Parkinson White? You know, I sit here on my radio show telling everybody to get an EKG, and then the next day, somebody from one of the government agencies or institutes say, nah, EKGs are not necessary. You don't need to spend the time or money. It causes wasteless spending in medicine. Well, how do you know if you don't have something kooky going on? All right. And so, you know, right now we're going to, you know, there's all this blame going on these energy drinks. Maybe they're to blame. Maybe they're there to not. But I mean, you know, companies are allowed to make products. Okay. You know, there was that study that came out of, I guess some students had found that Wi-Fi could be killing your plants. What if Wi-Fi is hurting us? Okay. I mean, you know, do we go after Wi-Fi or should we understand that if something is sending signals throughout our home, maybe we shouldn't have our genitalia near there? You know, you just wonder. So, it's interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is on the market. A spray that numbs your feet so you could wear high heels. It's called Heal No Pain by Biochemistry. It's supposed to relieve foot pain for up to 3 hours. Now, mind you, most of us get foot pain at the 2-hour, 45-minute mark. But it's supposed to allow us to get through New Year's Eve in our high heels. They say the pain dissipates, okay, and the spray lasts about 2 to 3 hours. And it could definitely get you through a quote-unquote red carpet event. I got to go to a red carpet event. That was fun. I love that. With the cameras, oh, my gosh, I love that. It's supposed to be released in the next couple weeks in time for New Year's Eve. I'll tell you what I think about that. 1 ounce of it retails for $15. 4 ounces sells for $32. They think the spray is going to be as common as Tylenol. All right? It's, I guess, a heat treatment type of thing. It penetrates the skin, but there's no injection. And it takes away some of the pain reflexes. All right? I don't know if it's lidocaine-based. Yes, it is. There it is. It's lidocaine-based. Okay? Lidocaine spray. Now, here's my problem. Okay, real foot pain is deep. I don't know how deep that's going to get. But then again, placebo is very effective. Now, of course, I worry about our diabetics. Okay, I don't want any of your feet being more numb than they are because I'm worried about diabetic foot ulcers. That scares the hell out of me. Okay, I don't want you guys getting diabetic foot ulcers, so I don't want you numb. All right, and the reason why your feet hurt is because it's telling you that something is wrong with your footwear, right? But, you know, there's a market for it. And, you know, for those of us women that just need to get through the event, I got to tell you, I am the perfect demographic for this. I have to go to New York. I have to be at a meeting. Okay, I'm going to want to be in my heels. Usually I wear some sort of boots so I can handle it better. Spray the feet. I see that. I see it a lot. I really like a spray for the foot odor. That'd be nice because you got to take off your boot, right, at night, and then that ruins the whole hotel room. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you guys saw this on my Facebook page, but a doctor, this is pretty incredible. This is, it's kind of gross looking, all right? But I guess doctors in China saved a man's severed hand by attaching it to his ankles, all right? I'm having a little computer problem, so I'm sorry this is taking so long. They said apparently there was an accident where his hand was severed. What they did is they temporarily reattached it to his ankle. Zhao Wei of Shangdi in China's Hunan province had his right hand sliced at the wrist, and his arm was completely crushed in an accident last month. Surgeons attach a hand to his ankle to preserve it while they worked on the rest of his arm. That is brilliant. The injury was severe. His arm was flattened. They had to do so much before they could then reattach the hand. And remember, you can't just keep the hand on ice. You still have to vascularize it. It still needs oxygen, etc. And so there's pictures of this guy's hand now laying next to his ankle. Now remember, he's in bed. So it's not like, you know, he has to walk with the hand there. Okay? And it really looks weird. Okay, so apparently his coworkers unplugged the machine, retrieved his hand, took him to the hospital. He said, I'm still young. I couldn't even imagine, you know, going through life without a hand. They think he is going to regain function in his hand following the reattachment surgery. That is incredible. Remember somebody grew a new nose in their head? Remember that whole thing? So he had a nose in his forehead? Yeah, all right. And then they were able to reattach the nose. I got to tell you, bravo. For doctors to be able to do that, I know a lot of you guys think it's gross, but if you have the choice of, you know, having a hand attached to your ankle temporarily or just not having a hand anymore, I don't care. You can attach a hand to my face. I don't care. Just please, for the love of the Lord, save the hand. I think that's phenomenal. Okay, now some of you like this story. Moderate consumption of alcohol could help increase your immunity. So now we have a study saying if you drink a glass of red wine, it'll prevent issues with your immune system. All right, but moderate drinking. We're not just talking a little bit, and we're not talking a lot. Ilhem Mesaoudi, I guess he's a former assistant professor of vaccine and gene therapy at the Oregon University, at the Institute of Oregon University, and is currently a professor at University of California. He said drinking a glass of wine with dinner, all right, may not, I guess, it seemed like it's improving health. But when they tested this on rhesus monkeys, they found that it helped enhance the immune system. Of course, rhesus monkeys are very similar to humans, so they think that this could kind of tell us, you know, about how the humans would react. In a 7-month experiment, researchers gave smallpox vaccine to 12 rhesus monkeys, and they allowed them to drink 4% ethanol. They were treated with the vaccine to immune against the disease, and they found, I guess, improved immune response. Now, what does this mean? Are we supposed to be drinking alcohol? Well, no. This was a study in monkeys, okay? But like I said, you know, we watch these people in Europe who live till 100, right? Or these people in Asia, etc. And we're shocked by their longevity. And many of them say they drink some sort of alcohol. Right? But then here in America, we hear that alcohol is causing throat cancer. Right? It's causing liver failure, puts you at risk for a variety of other types of cancer. So what do? Well, like I tell you all the time, all right, in some people, these things work wonders. In some, they don't. And we need to figure out who that is. Just like with breast cancer and hormone replacement therapy or prostate cancer and testosterone therapy. For some of you, taking testosterone or taking estrogen will be the best thing for you in your senior years. For others, it's going to possibly aggravate and accelerate your breast cancer or your prostate cancer. We need to figure out who you are. And based on that, if we could do some sort of gene mapping and figure out who we have in front of us, then we could decide if what we're going to give you is going to help or hurt. I mean, I got to tell you, my women who take estrogen and my men who take testosterone, they look phenomenal. They feel phenomenal. They look great. All right. It's just, again, we have no idea if they have a prostate cancer brewing or a breast cancer brewing, and this is going to make it worse. And so, you know, it's what do? All right. You know, same thing with alcohol. For some of us, we are scared to death to drink alcohol. We're told this is what's going to cause our throat cancer. This is what's going to cause a variety of issues. So we're scared to death. Yet then we hear, well, you know, people that drink alcohol are doing okay. Well, then who? What do we choose? Right? And then we find out from the National Transportation Safety Board that's like, no, you know, look, just one glass of alcohol for women is going to count for a DUI. So, of course, many of us are going to be afraid to drink, right, because we don't want to, unfortunately, be at the 0.06, right, legal limit that one drink could do. And I think we're just all confused. And because we're in a society with so many lawsuits, all right, nobody's going to step up and say something. You know, I had a couple, we had just diagnosed them as being pregnant, and the first thing they asked is alcohol. How much alcohol can they drink? Well, as a board-certified family doctor, I say no alcohol. And yes, I know there's studies saying, yep, alcohol is actually okay. Many people have had alcohol, and the baby was fine. But again, I cannot be liable. If anything happens, and somebody says, Dahlia said alcohol is fine, I'm liable. So doctors have to take the easy way out, right? They have, because again, you're no good to your other patients if you lose your practice in a lawsuit and you say, look, avoid it. So I told them, I was very honest. I go, although there's studies out there saying that certain amounts of alcohol could be safe, I am not allowed to recommend it. That's a conversation you need to have with your OB-GYN. I know you guys are like, oh, what a wussy. Come on, Dahlia, show some cojones. You can't. You can't. And keep in mind, a lot of children up until the age of 18 can sue their doctor. All right? You know, if anything goes wrong, well, you said that my doctor could, you know, X, Y, and Z. You told my mom when she was pregnant with me that she could, you know, drink alcohol. And you're like, come on. All right? I mean, right now there's a patient who is suing their doctor, their OB-GYN, because the patient had, I guess, a hole in the heart, a septal defect, and she had been on Zoloft. Now, years ago, we allowed people, women, to take their antidepressant medication, right, so that they wouldn't go through mood issues, all right, and so they wouldn't go through withdrawal or some sort of, I don't want to use the word withdrawal, but a rapid withdrawal of their serotonin medications when they were pregnant, and we allowed women to stay on their medications. Okay? Then in the last few years, we're like, well, maybe they cause autism, maybe they don't, maybe they cause certain defects, so you know what? We're going to get you off of them. So in the past few years, we've gotten people off of them. Well, in between letting women stay on them and being off of them, this one woman was on the medication. It was actually during the time when we let women stay on them. And now she tells me she's suing her OB. All right? And it all depends on the attorney, how successful she is. Okay, you know, the baby has a heart condition. Does she have a right to sue? Should the doctor have said, you know, look, I don't care what modern science says, just don't take it? Right? Or, I mean, what are doctors supposed to do? We are, you know, we take the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, and we use the best of our knowledge and the best of the information out there to teach you. Okay, I had a patient who wanted to stay on her medication. I had instructed her to go off of it. I called the doctor. The OB doctor said, look, if she really wants to stay on it, we're not going to push it. Okay, because again, we don't want a psychosis or anything like that happening. All right, and then, you know, she comes into the office years later saying, you told me to stay on the medicine. I go, no, I didn't say to stay on it. I recommended not to, but the doctor said it's your choice. Your OB said it's your choice. So you see, things can always happen. So doctors have to sit there and dodge bullets. Literally, look at what happened in Reno. A doctor got shot. Okay, it's not very safe being a doctor. It really isn't. And you got to understand, patient care comes first. Okay, but what comes second is making sure we can continue that patient care. And so if patients are going to turn around and sue us, because some study comes out saying the alcohol can hurt the baby, you're going to see less and less doctors go out a limb saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and have a beer. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so doctors performed an emergency C-section on a woman that they thought was 41 weeks pregnant and who was quote-unquote in labor. They go in, they cut her open, they find out she was never pregnant to begin with. So we have an emergency C-section being done on a non-pregnant woman. 37-year-old woman was accompanied by midwives from Cabo Frio, southeast Brazil. And I guess she had arrived at the hospital saying these midwives had been a part of her pregnancy from the beginning, claiming sharp pains. So she came to the town's women's hospital with a large belly, and I guess she had proof of prenatal treatment. She showed she was 41 weeks pregnant. The doctors were unable to find the baby's heartbeat, so they rushed her into the operating room for C-section. Okay? And from what we understand, they thought she had had full prenatal care. She had brought paperwork in. Doctors couldn't pick up the heartbeat, so they go in. Then they found there was no baby at all. The woman's husband, 23 years old, said this was the second quote-unquote pregnancy his wife had had in a year. Last year, she claimed she got pregnant, went to the hospital, quote-unquote lost the child, but she never showed him a death certificate. So we're looking at what we call phantom pregnancy. Non-pregnant women convince themselves that they're pregnant. They have all the classic symptoms of pregnancy, and we actually end up giving them psychiatric treatment. Another Brazilian woman accused the hospital of stealing her baby from her womb after she woke up from a C-section and said that her pregnancy was quote-unquote psychological. Lainey Santos, 19 years old, claimed she was in her 38th week of pregnancy. She rushed to a hospital in Sao Paulo, southeast Brazil, with abdominal pain and blood loss. She had received prenatal treatment, she said, during the entire pregnancy. Nurses recording the growing size of her baby, even measuring fetal heartbeats. I don't understand where this documentation comes from. I guess she had claimed she had ultrasounds, etc., and the pregnancy was never there. Now, this is weird, okay? I mean, obviously, how could an ultrasound show that there's a baby? Unless they are showing other ultrasounds. They are fabricating this information. But this is a psychiatric condition that goes largely unnoticed. And it kind of confuses people. I mean, I've been pregnant. Not anything I would really want to recreate. Now, I understand that, you know, the baby weight isn't completely lost. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to wear a girdle. So it's kind of nice to say, look, guys, sorry, I'm pregnant. But, I mean, to go through this whole facade and then to actually undergo an emergency C-section when you're getting cut on. Now, some people think maybe this could be Munchausen syndrome, where you kind of do harm to yourself or another loved one for the sake of medical care, getting, you know, something treated that's not there. It's a very interesting condition and an extremely scary one also, might I add. But, you know, people blame the doctors, but you have somebody coming in with, I mean, you have somebody coming in an urgent setting. Now, you know, when I delivered babies, I would always ultrasound. Okay. The only problem is not hearing a heartbeat. Okay. If let's say the ultrasound's not available, et cetera, I could see why doctors would do this. You have a person coming in with all this prenatal care, prenatal stuff. They can't find a heartbeat. Ultrasound's not available. You open the baby up. I mean, you're trying to save a life here. You only have seconds. So I have to understand how this happens, but I would just recommend right before you cut, while you're waiting for the anesthesia to kick in, just quickly put the ultrasound on her. That is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also scary stuff, they're saying bee pesticides may harm unborn babies. Apparently, some of these pesticides that are killing off the bee populations, according to the experts in the European Food Safety Authority, think that it could harm the developing brains of unborn babies. And they want to find maximum exposure limits so that, you know, we know how much to use or, you know, where to leave, I guess. I don't know where they spray bee pesticides. Not sure where this happens, but they say that it does adversely affect the development of neurons and brain structures associated with functions such as learning and memory. They say some of the current guidance levels may not be good enough. Now, they looked at research on rats, which concluded that neonicotinoids may adversely affect human health, especially the developing brain. They say that the rats had showed imidacloprid, or brain shrinkage, and I apologize for not pronouncing this well, and reduced activity of nerve signals controlling movement, as well as weight loss. Another pesticide, acetamiprid, okay, the imidacloprid is one pesticide, another is acetamiprid, led to reduced weight, survival, and response to startling sounds. So I don't really know what the daily intake is on this, but bee pesticides could be hurting the unborn infant. Pretty scary stuff. Okay. Also scary stuff is two people died in yesterday's shooting, apparently, and two injured. Multiple shots were fired at a Reno medical facility. Two people dead, two people injured. One of the doctors is being treated now in the hospital. I'm dying to know who this doctor is. I trained in Reno, and it's very, very scary stuff. Apparently, what we understand, people in the waiting room said somebody was at the nurse's desk waving a gun, telling people to leave that they could get hurt. Multiple rounds fired. Two people dead. Unfortunately, we don't have a motive. We don't know why this happened. I believe the shooter is one of the ones who died. He killed himself. But it's one of those things where, you know, you just don't really feel safe anywhere. If you can't go to a doctor's office without fearing you're going to be shot, I mean, what is this world coming to? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Justin Bieber, I guess in an interview, anecdotally said he's retiring. Now, I don't know how old Justin Bieber is and if, you know, he is of the age where he should retire. I don't even know if he's 21 yet. Is he? I think he is. So, I mean, if he's ready to retire, we're all in the wrong business. 1-877-DOCDALI. The world's banana supply is at risk from increasing number of bugs and spread of fungal disease. I don't like bananas unless they're chocolate-covered, right? Frozen chocolate-covered bananas I could eat. But apparently Costa Rica is declaring a national emergency. It produces 1.2 million tons of bananas each year. One in five could be ruined by plagues of mealybugs and scale insects. There's also banana-eating fungus in Asia and Australia that is spreading. You know what? This is what I would do, guys. Let the fungus have the bananas, okay? We'll eat other fruit. If the fungus wants to eat the bananas, as long as they leave grapes, watermelon, some of the yummier fruits alone, I'm okay with that, to be honest. I mean, really, how many of you really like your bananas? They squish, they rot quicker than others. I understand. All right. Officials in the Central American country of Costa Rica fear that one in five bananas could have been ruined by insects this year. The country's last year supplied 1.2 million tons of the fruit nationwide. Now, mind you, there is an economy based on this. All right. And I'm looking at these bananas. These bananas are huge. And they look good because they're kind of greenish. Right. Not like the rotten ones that we have in our house because the kids don't eat it. All right. And although now I'm looking at a picture where a lot of them are rotten. All right. So this is kind of big for Costa Rica's economy. As for us, how can you tell that the fruit has it? I really don't know. Okay. I mean, maybe do the sniff test. I always sniff before I eat. You know, do you guys do that? I mean, do you actually screen your food? Do you? I screen what the kids drink. Remember somebody was giving margaritas, right, out in the sippy cups at a restaurant, and the kids were drinking margarita? That's crazy. Just sip first. Just a little sip. That's all you got to do. All right, guys. Stay tuned. More Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. years. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.